A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry that God did not carry out the evil he threatened against Nineveh. He prayed, "I beseech you, Lord, is not this what I said while I was still in my own country? This is why I fled at first to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish. And now, Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord asked, "Have you reason to be angry?" Jonah then left the city for a place to the east of it, where he built himself a hut and waited under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. And when the Lord God provided a gourd plant that grew up over Jonah's head, giving shade that relieved him of any discomfort, Jonah was very happy over the plant. But the next morning at dawn, God sent a worm that attacked the plant so that it withered. And when the sun arose, God sent a burning east wind, and the sun beat upon Jonah's head till he became faint. Then Jonah asked for death, saying, "I would be better off dead than alive." But God said to Jonah, "Have you reason to be angry over the plant?" "I have reason to be angry," Jonah answered, "angry enough to die." Then the Lord said, "You are concerned over the plant which cost you no labor and which you did not raise. It came up in one night, and in one night it perished. And should I not be concerned over Nineveh, the great city, in which there are more than 120,000 persons who cannot distinguish their right hand from their left, not to mention the many cattle?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Lord, you are merciful and gracious. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for to you I call all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
O Lord, you are gracious.
For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. Hearken, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my pleading. All the nations you have made shall come and worship you, O Lord, and glorify your name, for you are great, and you do wondrous deeds. You alone are God.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Do not subject us to the final test.'" Verbum Domini. Every one of us here has had some kind of life-changing experience, a very profound encounter with the mercy of God. Now, when it's been through the mercy of God that many of our lives have been transformed. You know, that we think about it, that God gave us another chance, you know, another opportunity to do better. And so here we are on this process of transformation, conversion, ongoing, lifelong process. Well, we enjoy the mercy of God and benefit from it. There are times that even us who have been touched by the hand of the Lord, His merciful love, will sometimes be a little angry about those whom we have difficulty with, those who we may consider as enemies, or those who are even against the church. We may think that, well, God should destroy them, wipe them out. But God loves everyone. And there is a hard lesson that the prophet Jonah learns from the Lord today. Oh, he, as of course, was sent out to preach, but he wants those Ninevites destroyed. And he's angry with God for not obliterating them. God has different plans. God is a God of mercy. So here is Jonah the prophet, who has been called by the Lord to go out and preach to the Ninevites. Well, these Ninevites, you know, these Assyrians, are enemies of Israel. And Jonah is somewhat of a ultra-strict nationalist. So this is a very difficult thing for him to do, to go out and preach repentance to the enemy, people he doesn't like or maybe even hate. And so he's very hesitant to do this. Well, he goes out, and you know the story about him. You know, he tries to turn away. He's we know that he's at some point in the sea, trying to go to Tarshish, you know, escape the work of the Lord, the call of God. And then, you know, he tells the sailors in the boat, you know, that he's escaping. Well, anyway, he falls into the sea, and the whale swallows him up. And eventually he calls out to God, and the whale spits him out, and then he's obedient and goes and preaches. Well, after doing so, then he becomes upset that God has not destroyed them. Now, then, of course, he, in his anger, he goes out, and no, he's kind of turning inward on himself. No, he's become a little stubborn. Then God has to teach him a lesson. Now, and he does this here. And basically what the Lord is communicating to him is just that, you know, Jonah, these people don't know better. They don't know the right hand from the left. No, they don't really know what they're doing. says, this is Jonah is so, at some point he's there, he's resting, and there's a tree there, or, you know, he's enjoying this, and then a worm eats it up, and he gets upset with God again. He says, why are you upset over this? You know, why are you paying so much attention? Here's 120,000 people who need a repentance, need a prayer. You know, and he's shaking them up there. Then, you know, we have Jesus. Jesus comes to seek out the lost, to bring people back to him, himself. You know, Jesus comes not to condemn the world. He comes to save the world. He does this with love. So here is Jesus who was sent by the Father, who is the image of the Father. He says, with a visible image of the Father. He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So here is Jesus with love coming to save. And the message of Jesus today in the gospel, of course, is teaching us how to pray. But what is he saying over there in it? Forgive. Forgive those who have trespassed against us, just as your heavenly Father has forgiven you. See, now, there are a lot of injustices in the world. There are many people who are persecuting the church. Now, there's a lot of hate out there. See, but people need God. They need God's mercy. They need conversion. And this is what we are to pray for. Now, it's very easy to get upset. Of course, there's a righteous anger that stirs up. No, but this shouldn't turn into hate. We should still have what's necessary to see in these people God's mercy and the power of God's mercy to transform them. That's what we should see. See, this is the eyes of Jesus. Jesus looks and sees that people are broken. They don't know better. Remember those words of Jesus as soon as he's put on the cross. His first words out of his mouth. Now here is a human race that has put him on the cross. It has nailed him there. Here's all these people mocking him. Now here is his extreme pain, suffering. It's torturous. And the first words out of his mouth are, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Words of mercy, words of forgiveness. See, Jesus is seeing deep in them. He's understanding them. And a good example of this type of mercy shown to an enemy, is St. Francis of Assisi. Now, we learned that in the early days of Francis, before his conversion, that he was trying to be a knight. He made one attempt. It goes off and fights in Perugia. It doesn't work out for him. He's thrown in jail, eventually let out, gets a little sick. Well, then he wants to join the papal forces to go and fight the Crusades, to go and try to defeat the Muslims. Well, on his way, the Lord speaks to him. Who would you rather serve, the master or the servant? He says, well, the master. So, you know, his life goes in a different direction, goes in the way of the Lord. He takes up his cross now and serves Jesus. And all he wants to do is become like Jesus. And so over the years, there's this continual conversion, this growth in the mercy of God. There's this transformation. He's becoming like the Lord. So it is no longer him that's living, it's Jesus who's living in him. And, you know, these crusades, as we know, go on for many, many years. Well, at some point, you know, he travels to the Middle East. And he goes to a military zone. Now, here are the Christian forces. Here are the Muslims there and the leader, the Sultan. Well, St. Francis goes to the Sultan. And on his way there, he's captured. He's beaten up, but then they take him to the Sultan. Now, Francis is thinking that he's going to be martyred. But then He sees the Sultan. The Sultan sees him. And he's struck by the holiness of St. Francis. And they end up having a very peaceful encounter, a very tranquil meeting. They listen to each other. St. Francis is understanding him, where he's coming from, why he is the way he is. So they enjoy a meal together. And the Sultan, after a while, looks at Francis and says, if every Christian was like you, I'd become Christian. Well, St. Francis, of course, hey, come on, well, come on. He doesn't do it. But anyway, you know, Francis goes out there to bring the mercy of Jesus, to bring the love of Christ. You know, he leaves. You know, later on, there are certain efforts for peace. There's more fighting, of course. You know, eventually, you know, the Muslims allow the Franciscans to have custody of some of these holy sites there in the Holy Land. So there was good that came out of it. Well, of course, a lot of fighting, but eventually some good out of that meeting. But it all began with St. Francis going to another human being, walking in the light and love of Jesus Christ. And that is what we are called to do. Not to be angry like Jonah, but to pray and hope for conversion for those who are not in the church, those who are away from the Lord, those who are enemies of the church. Pray for their conversion. And in the gospel, Jesus, of course, like he's saying, he's teaching the disciples how to pray. It's very important that he's mentioning forgiveness. Now, let's look at this in the context of it all. This is Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 10. Jesus begins that chapter with sending people out to go out and evangelize. 70. Now, then he speaks about the parable of the Good Samaritan, talking to us about works. But then, you know, then we hear the story of Martha and Mary. Remember when there is a Mary who goes to the feet of Jesus, and Martha's, you know, trying to cook. She gets upset because Mary's not doing anything. Well, the theme is there is that we go to the Lord. You know, yes, we are called to do works of God, but the beginning of these works starts with prayer, starts with getting to know Jesus. Remember our call. Part of being holiness is to know, love, and serve the Lord. Knowing the Lord. I mean, all of us, we pray. That's wonderful. We pray, have devotions. We go before God. We spend time with him. But in spending time with him, in our prayer, we should be seeking to know him. Not just praying for the sake of praying or because I'm obliged to pray. No, prayer is all about spending time with the one you love. And that's God. That's getting to know him. And what are we getting to know? Himself, who is all love, who is all truth. And that's where we learn from his ways. His ways of mercy. See, as I was mentioning St. Francis had, right after his conversion, he went into a time of solitude and prayer. Now, and his whole life was prayer. He was a living prayer. Oh, but he was doing his best to know Jesus and to know his love, to know his mercy. And so in our prayer, it's knowing the Lord. But at this time, it's also a time of surrender and abandoning ourselves and opening ourselves to what God has for us, his graces, his love, transformation. But sometimes there's a little stubbornness there. There's the hate. There's the anger. Well, the Lord who is merciful, and in mercy, it's not just about forgiving sins. It's about healing too. And that's what we need to ask for. It says, okay, God, how am I to love these people that our hearts of love, who I easily dislike or hate? bring me healing. And then thinking about Jesus in his ways of mercy, his ways of forgiveness, his ways of goodness and gentleness and kindness, taking that all in our meditative prayer. See, this is how we conform more and more to him, by our time with him, getting to know him. And so here Jesus calls us out today, and here is a God of mercy, always ready to embrace us, always calling us closer to himself. Now, if we have trouble, you know, forgiving, loving certain peoples, go to the Lord. He's always ready to help. He's always there with mercy, with love, and healing. And then there's transformation. And then we can see with the eyes of Jesus. And then, like St. Francis, these other holy saints, it is then no longer us that live, but Jesus Christ who lives in us. God bless you all.